What I'm concerned about is that there may be issues that we're not aware of that would be important to superintendents as part of the contract, and we may not know what those are. I'm not saying that you're going to negotiate the contract.
Well, we work closely with the Superintendents Association and their standard contracts, and we keep up to date on any new issues that they feel should be in there or that superintendents are looking for. So we actively get involved. And, you know, sometimes we'll stay a little bit more involved. So just to make, you know, we want to make sure, again, our goal is that you get the best person, you get the contract that works for you, and that they're successful. It's not just that we're done and we move on to another service.
I just have one question. The question was asked earlier, since you already took Harry from us. Would you be willing to sign an agreement that 2 years from now you won't take whoever replaces it?
Absolutely.
And do you guys have...
We never do that. We never call anybody. If we do a search, we don't call.
Okay. So have you guys ever, for instance, say 4 years from now, do you ever have a history or in the past that we've placed one particular superintendent in multiple towns over your 24 years? It's never happened?
No, not for us.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't do that. And I would put it in writing.
Okay, thank you.
But the question...
That doesn't mean they couldn't apply on their own, but I wouldn't recruit. I mean, I'm not going to call them. I can't stop somebody from applying, but I wouldn't recruit.
John, you have a question.